Good afternoon. Skies will be mostly cloudy through the afternoon hours across interior New York and New England. We'll have some breaks of sunshine from time to time, but also the risk for a few passing rain and snow showers, especially across the higher terrain. A gusty northwest breeze will keep temperatures down from recent days, and readings will mainly be in the middle and upper 40s on average. Skies will tend to clear out tonight with high pressure building in, and it'll be a cold night with temperatures in the teens to around 20. This will lead us to mostly sunny skies to start the weekend. Saturday afternoon, though, will be chilly with highs only in the upper 30s. Sunshine to start the day on Sunday, then clouds will increase. We'll watch a storm system track from the Carolinas up the eastern seaboard, and this could bring the chance for some light snow to southernmost New York and eastern New England by the end of the day. The exact track of this storm up and off the coast Sunday night into Monday morning will determine how far back into interior New York and New England the snow will go to start next week. Right now, it looks like the computer models are favoring a track far enough away from the East Coast that the steadiest snow will be confined to coastal sections of New England. We'll continue to watch the track and update the forecast through the weekend. Meantime, the chilly air will continue with highs on Sunday in the upper 30s and staying in the 30s on Monday for the first 2 days of spring. Blustery and colder weather will continue into the early part of next week on Tuesday. Sunshine will give way to increasing clouds, lower 40s, before we moderate back into the lower to mid-50s, though with the chance for a few rain showers on Wednesday and Thursday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a slight risk of severe thunderstorms from central and southern Texas through a portion of Louisiana. Mid to upper 60s dew points reside south of a front beneath a pool of cool air aloft in this region. Moderate to strong instability is already in place. Surface heating will boost instability this afternoon across the area, and widespread thunderstorm development will be possible later in the day as the front moves into the destabilizing boundary layer across central and southern Texas. Shear from 30 to 40 knots will support both multi-cell and some supercell structures, but the tendency will be for some of this activity to be undercut by the front, limiting the primary threat to large hail. Meanwhile, winter storm warnings are in effect for the Rockies of south-central Wyoming and north-central Colorado. 5 to 10 inches of snow is possible in these locations, including Denver. Localized amounts could reach up to a foot of snow. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 94 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 5 below zero at Yellowstone Lake, Wyoming. The average high temperature in Albany today, 45 degrees, the average low, 26. The record high, 69, set in 2012, and the record low, 8 below zero in 1900. Sunrise this morning at 7:01 a.m. Sunset this evening, 7:06 p.m., 12 hours and 5 minutes of daylight, an increase of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy, windy, and colder with a passing rain or snow shower today and highs in the upper 30s and lower 40s. Clearing tonight with lows in the middle teens. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England. Mostly cloudy, breezy, colder today with passing rain showers and highs in the upper 40s to around 50. Clearing tonight with lows in the lower to mid-20s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley, west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly cloudy, blustery and colder today with passing rain and snow showers, highs in the upper 30s and lower 40s, clearing tonight with lows in the middle to upper teens. For the southern Catskills, Taconics and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly cloudy, windy and colder with passing rain and snow showers today and highs in the lower to mid 40s, clearing tonight with lows in the middle teens. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly cloudy, windy, and colder, with passing rain and snow showers today, and highs in the middle to upper 40s. Clearing tonight, with lows in the upper teens to around 20. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly sunny, upper 30s, increasing clouds Sunday with some light snow possible late in the day, upper 30s. A chance of snow Sunday night and Monday, windy and colder Monday afternoon, upper 30s. Lower 40s Tuesday with increasing clouds and rain showers possible Wednesday and Thursday with highs in the lower to mid-50s. Have a great weekend. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.